Mark Sanchez, we know he's coming off a pair of surgeries, but he's due that roster bonus reportedly at the 15th day of the league year coming up. Do you anticipate anything happening here with Sanchez over the next couple weeks? And a lot of people, Ian, ruled it out, saying that there's no chance he could be back. Are you of that thinking, or you think there's a chance that he could actually return in 2014?
Well, there is a chance. It's a very small chance. And the Jets have been, you know, sort of cagey and cautious in talking to free agents and saying, you know, you're going to be cut or you're not going to be cut. You know, could they re-sign him at a greatly reduced number? Probably. I think they could. You know, I'm not sure the Jets would offer him a number that he would be comfortable with. And, you know, I think from Sanchez's perspective, probably a completely fresh start with a chance to, you know, restart his career, that probably wouldn't hurt either. So, I mean, I think it's a possibility, just not a really great one.
Do you think if Sanchez doesn't return that Michael Vick would be the play here for the Jets?
Yeah, I do think it's a realistic possibility. And, you know, I think that the Jets, from a backup quarterback pseudo-starter standpoint, have a couple options. You know, Vick is one, count as a possibility to the Jets. You know, that's sort of in the same mold as Vick, a savvy veteran, provide a little competition, who would really help, you know, as Geno Smith gets on the, you know, kind of gets on the way toward being a professional and learning how to be an NFL quarterback, and maybe push him a little bit too. I think both those would be sound options for the Jets.